Last week we spent time learning Daf Chof Aleph. We got almost to the Mishnah Chof Beis Amud Aleph. The rest that we're skipping is just Cheshbonos. Why this Tana doesn't agree with that Tana? Yeah, there was just in the middle of Chof Beis Amud Aleph. There's one line that is important that wasn't a repeat from before. Just to discuss again, the Gemara was working on the pasuk. They kept on talking about the pasuk in the end of Parshas Vayikra. That sometimes you bring a chata soyla v'yorei. Normally, a person is machal Shabbos b'shoigig, a person eats chelev b'shoigig. He does an aver b'shoigig, which if he would have done it b'mezer, he would have been chayv kareis. So if you do such an aver, you eat chometz b'pesach, b'shoigig, eat on Yom Kippur b'shoigig. So then you chayv to bring a chata. So that's a chata skvu. Whether you can afford it or not, that's the halacha. You have to bring a chata. You can't afford it, so you don't bring. And then, in rare cases, you have a chata soyla v'yorei. If you can afford more, you bring a more expensive chatas behema. If you can't afford it, you bring a less expensive chatas oif. If you can't afford that, then you bring a minchas chayte, which is much less expensive. So the pasuk says, if you can afford it, you bring a chatas behema. If you can't afford it, bring a chatas behema, it costs maybe $1,000. Can't afford that, so you bring a chatas oif with an oilas oif. Chatas oif with an oilas oif. So it says, you bring the first one, is the chatas oif. The second oif, you should make a korban oila. First comes the chatas, then comes the sheni asa oila, kamishpot. So the tanoim had a ganza machlokes. What does it mean, kamishpot? So the poshep shot was, kamishpot, you just brought the chatas oif. So you bring the oila oif, similar to the chatas oif, kamishpot chatas oif. So the other tanoim said, no, it's so different. Chata soif and oila soif is totally different. Chata soif, you only shecht one of the two simonim. The lo yavdel, you don't shecht the kona and the beisha. The oila soif is a din, you have to be yavdel, you have to cut both. So the other tanaim say, no, behechrech, you have to save it. So sheni asa oila kam mishpat. It bring the oila soif like the chata's behema. That was in the previous paragraph. It says, if you can afford it, you bring a chata's behema. If you can't afford that, then we call it chatas oila b'yorid. The price goes up, the price goes down, depending how much you can afford. If you can't afford the chatas behema, you bring a chatas oif. V'sasheni asa oila kam mishpot, kim mishpot chatas behema. What does it mean, kim mishpot chatas behema? So the Gemara explained that just like chatas behema cannot come from my sasheni money, and it has to be done with the kohen's right hand. He has to do the zrikas hadam with the right hand. So too, the oil soif has to be done with the right hand. You take all the dinim from chatas behema and you apply them to the oil soif. That's how the Gemara ends. That was the machlekes hatanoi. How do you translate the word? By sasheni asoila kamishpot, kamishpot, kamishpot chatas soif or kamishpot chatas behema, which is in the previous paragraph. So the Gemara in the middle here, what we didn't do, we're not going to read it. In the Beis HaMikdash, there were two mizbachas. There was the Mizbech HaPnimi in the Hechel. That was the Mizbach HaZohav, Mizbach HaKtoris. They were burnt Ktoris twice a day, a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the evening. And then there was the Mizbech HaChitzan, where they brought all the korbanos every day. They started with the Tomash HaShachar, ended off the Tomash HaBein HaBayim, and in between they brought all the korbanos, musafim, whatever, voluntary korbanos that people would donate. So the Mizbeach was officially 10 amas tall. How 10 amas? Really, the top of the Mizbeach was 9 amas tall. But in each corner, each of the four corners, there was a keren that was gigantic, amo alamo alamo, a cube. So officially that was the top of the anamo. Is so tall, six tochim is an amma. So officially the top of the Mizbeach was 10 ammas tall. The top was really 9 ammas, but the top of each one of the four kronos was an amma also. Exactly at the point of 5 ammas in the middle, there was a red line around the Mizbeach, that's called the chut ha-sikra. Sikra is red, and a chut means a line. What was the significance of the chut ha-sikra? Some karbonis he's supposed to be doing the zrika sadam lamaila mechuta sikra. Another karbonis is supposed to do the zrika sadam lamata mechuta sikra. So normally, in all karbonis behema, chatas behema, the zrika is lamaila mechuta sikra. And all the other karbonis are lamata mechuta sikra. When it comes to karbonis and oifis, everything is fakert. The chatas oif is lamata mechuta sikra. And the oil soif is lamaila mechut asikra. So the Gemara raises a possibility that working out how the Tanoim read the pasuk was Hasheni Asa Oila Ka Mishpat Ke Mishpat Ke Eze Mishpat. So the Gemara said maybe what it means is was Hasheni he just brought a chatas oif, and the chatas oif you do the Malika Lamata Michut Asikra. There's a perik in the end towards the end of Zvachim that's called perik chatas oif. So it says that a chatas oif, the zrika is supposed to be, there is no zrika, you kvetch the neck of the bird against the mizbech, it's mitzui. Instead of doing zrika meirochik, you kvetch it, it's mitzui. Nimtza dom al kira mizbech. So the Mishnah says there that the perek chata soif, you do the malika lamata michuta sikra, to do the mitzui right away. And the other soif, you do the malika lamaila michuta sikra, to do the mitzui lamaila. Basically, we divide the mizbech into two parts. We say these four cubes and the four corners are called Karnas HaMizbeach. It's more than that. The whole upper half, the whole five top Amas from the Chut HaSikra and above is called the Keren. And the floor of the Mizbeach, the bottom of the Mizbeach, bottom layer in the Bayis Sheni was 32 Amas by 32 Amas. Then it went up one Amma. They used to pour in cement. So they used to have, let's say, a block, a wooden block. And they filled in cement, an Amma tall. And then it went in an amma, and then it became, instead of 32 by 32, with 30 by 30 ammas. It was a square. So that's called the Yisoid HaMizbeach. That amma up, and going in an amma, that's the Yisoid. But basically we say anything below the Chut HaSikra is called the Yisoid, anything above the Chut HaSikra is called the Keren. Strictly speaking, only the four cubes are the Keren, and only that 32 by 32 and one amma tall, that's called the Yisoid. But here the halacha says anything lemaila mechut hasikra is called keren, anything lemata mechut hasikra is called the yisod. So the Mishnah says there that chata sa'if you have to do the malika lemata mechut hasikra. Oila sa'if you have to do the malika lemaila mechut hasikra. So the Tana says maybe one would have misunderstood pshat in the pasuk and said by sasheni asa oila kamishpod you should do the oila sa'if kamishpod chata sa'if just like chat. They're both similar, but maybe they should both be lemaila mechut hasikra, maybe they should both be lemata mechut hasikra. So the Gemara says that's out of the question, that's incorrect, that's wrong. If you do it like that, you won't be yotze. The chata saif, you have to do the malika and the mitzui lemata mechut hasikra. And the other saif is supposed to be al gabi hamizbech. So that's one of the ideas that the Gemara rejected. That was a havamina, and the Gemara rejected it over here. Okay. Then the Gemara says, we're learning out of Hasasheni Asa'ila Kamishpat. Just like Chatas Behema, you cannot bring a Chatas Behema for Maisasheni money. A farmer in Eretz Yisrael grows potatoes, tomatoes, whatever, tfua, grapes, olives, and then he has to be Mafish Truma Gedoyla, Maisarishi, Maisasheni. So there's a 7-year cycle. So the first 2 years you give Truma Gedoyla, Maisarishi, Maisasheni. The third year instead you give Maisa'ani. Then the fourth and the fifth year you give Truma Gedoyla, Maaser Rish, Maaser Sheni. And the sixth year is a repeat of the third year you give Maaser Rani. So what do you do with the Maaser Sheni money? So what do you do with the Maaser Sheni? He's supposed to bring the fruits, the food, to Yerushalayim and eat it, the Kedusha of the Tahara. What if you have so much food, it's impossible to schlep. It'll be more expensive to transport it to Yerushalayim than the whole value of the whole food. So the Pasuk says in Chumash, the Torah gives us a break. We can be paid the Maaser Sheni onto money, take the money to Yerushalayim, and buy food, and eat the food, B'Kedusha of a Tahara, B'Kedusha is Maaser Sheni. So preferable would be, the Mishnais have, instead of taking the money and buy salami sandwiches, says, V'Nasat HaKesa, B'Bokar, B'Tzona, B'Yayin, B'Sheicher. Instead of buying a salami sandwich, with wine, with beer, whatever, B'Yayin, B'Sheicher, so the Mishnayis and Per Maseches Maisheni say, buy Karbon Shlomin. So what if the fellow is going to bring the Maisheni money to Yerushalayim and buy a Karbon Chatos from that? So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do that. You can't use Maisheni money for the... You can't buy a Karbon Oila. That's out of the question. You can't buy a Karbon Oila when the Maisheni money, Karbon Oila is burnt on the Mizbech, nobody eats it. Maisheni is supposed to be used for the purpose of eating. So Chatas Behema, I'm not a Kohen. If I was the one who's Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigeg, I'm going to bring my Sheshani mine to Yerushalayim and bring a chata, so the Kahana will eat it. So there's a Havamina to think that maybe I'm allowed to use my Sheshani money for the purpose of purchasing a Korban Chatos, a Korban Hashem, and the Kahana will eat the Basar HaChatos and the Basar Hashem. Korban Oil is out of the question. So the Gemara learns out from a Pasuk that you can't do that. So in the middle of Chav Beis Amin Aleph, we left out that line. Then Gemara says, Chatos Behemah Deina Boi Elim and Achulin. How do you know when you purchase a Korban Chatos Behemah, that you have to buy for money from your own pocket, from your own bank account? You can't use my Sheshani money. Why not? The coin, the end of the day, a coin will be eating the Besar HaChatas and the Besar HaHashem. Mora says, no, we have a Pasuk. Amrav Chizda, the Yom HaKro. See, it says, V'Sasheni Asa Oilo Kamishpot. Just like Kamishpot Chatas Behemah, just like Chatas Behemah cannot come from my Sheshani money, Suta Oilo Soif cannot come. So Gemara says, where's the original Mokar Minola? Where's the Mokar that you can't purchase a korban chatas with my sheni money? A kohen will eat it. Was a shlecht. The Gemara says no. Amar Avchiz, Amar Krob, Hikav Arunas Parachatas Arshaloi, on Yom Kippur, we bring a whole series of korbanos. There are two sets of korbanos that are brought on Yom Kippur. In Parshas Pinchas, it says in the Torah, An Shabbosim, An Rosh Chodeshim, An Yomim Tovim, An Chol Hamoed. In addition to the two tzmidim, Tomas Shachar, Tomas Shabbein Abayim, you have to bring also Musafim. That's a list of their Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, what the Musafim are. A couple of Karbonos on Musafim. Then in Parshas Achrei Mois has a whole different story. No correspondence living or dead. It says on Yom Kippur, for the purpose of getting Kapara, Mechilas Havainas, so the Kohen Gadol, only the Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah. All year long you don't need a Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah. And a Kohen Hedyot is kosher to do anything. And even in today's Seder it says, when the Bez Nagodol made a mistake in Psak and Reiv HaTzibur was Mechal Shabbos because of the error of the Bez Nagodol, so in the Chumash it says, when you bring a Parhalam Dovashal Tzibur, because the Bez Nagodol made a mistake, so in the Chumash it sounds like it says the Kohen Gadol has to be makriv that carbon. So the Tanoim say it's not true. The Torah's Kanim says it's not true what it says in the Pasuk. You don't need a Kohen Gadol. Then also sounds like in today's Sedra, if the Kohen Gadol was Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg, he has to bring par Kohen Gadol. So it sounds that sounds from the Chumash he has to be makriv. Also not true. The only time you need a Kohen Gadol to be makriv korbanis is only on Yom Kippur. Only on Yom Kippur. Maybe Shmini L'Miluim. That's a question. There's a Rashi in the beginning of Maseches Yuma. Rashi interprets in the Gemara that the Yom HaShmini L'Miluim, the last 7 days in Chodesh Adar when they were putting up the Mishkan, so the last 7 days was Shivas Mei HaMiluim, and then starting with Rosh Chodesh Nissan, every day one of the Nisim brought the Karbon, and so Rosh Chodesh Nissan was the Yom HaShmini L'Miluim. So Rashi interprets Pshat in the Gemara that one of the early Dafim, Daf Gimel, Daf Dal, the very beginning of Yuma, Rashi learns that you needed a Kohen Gadol Dafka, just like on Yom Kippur you need Dafka Kohen Gadol. So on Shmini L'Miluim you needed a Kohen Gadol. It's also questionable, does he really say that in the Chumash? But the only time the Halacha says, the only time you need a Kohen Gadol, even though in the Parsha it sounds like you need a Kohen Gadol for Par Halam Dovah Shal Tzibah V'Hakroveh and Par Kohen Gadol, the Halacha says that it's not true. You only need a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So it says, on Yom Kippur, in Parshas, Pinchas, it gives a list of all the Musafim. It could be for that you don't need a Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah say the Kohen Gadol did everything on Yom Kippur. So some Mishnahim say, it only says you need a Kohen Gadol in Parshas Achrei Mois, by the Avoid, the special Hakrovas HaKarbonis, for the purpose of Kapara. For the Tmidim that you bring every day, Tmidim, it could be that was only a Chumra mid the Rabbanim that they insisted on having Kohen Gadol do that. And the Musafim also, it could be that's only a Chumra mid the Rabbanim. Kohen Gadol did everything on Yom Kippur. So the Pasuk says, one of the special Karbonis on Achrei Mois, one of the special Karbonis that's brought for the purpose of Mechilas HaAvayin is Parachatas HaShaloi. The Ikur of Aaron, most of the Karbonis are Karbonis Tzibur. Karbonis Tzibur are funded with Machzal Shekel money. That's what every year, starting the fiscal year in the Beis HaMikdash starts from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So starting from Rosh Chodesh Adar, they would start tumbling, they would start collecting the new Machzal Shekel money, all the men. The question, over the age of 13 or over the age of 20, it's unclear. In the Yerushalmi, two girsas, over a certain age, all the men were mechuyev to bring, to give machzah shekel money for the purpose of funding the karbanis tzibur. If someone's going to donate $5 million, they're going to put up a plaque in the Beis HaMikdash. This year, a lot of karbanis were brought by Mr. and Mrs. Jesselson as a schus for their grandchildren, whatever. So the Gemara said the karbanis will be possible. The karbanis are only kosher, karbanis tzibur are only kosher if they're funded with the machzah shekel money. And it wasn't true that every year everybody gave a machzah shekel. If you hardly have anybody living in Eretz Yisrael, everyone's going to give machzah shekel, not enough money. There's not enough to cover all the karbanis. So machzah shekel, you never give less than machzah shekel. Probably usually they gave more than machzah shekel. The pasuk says, Ha'oshel ayarba b'hadal layama. No one can give more or less than anybody else. But they didn't always give machzah shekel. Every year the Bez Nagadol had to determine how much money everyone should give. $21.55. That was the machzah shekel. If you have billions of Jews and there's so much money, there's more than enough, then the pasuk says you don't give less than machzah shekel. What do you do with all the leftover money? There's going to be tons of money left over. So in the Mishnayos and Shkolim talk about it. What do you do with the Shiori Halishka and the Moisa Trumas Halishka? What do you do with the leftover money? So the pasuk says on Yom Kippur and the Avodas Yom Kippur, for the Kapora purposes, most of the karbonis were karbonis tzibur, funded with machzah shekel money. However, parachatas hashaloi had to be paid for with the kain gadol's own kish. When you appoint him as a kain gadol, you have to give him a salary because he's going to have to pay for parachatas hashaloi on Yom Kippur. Then has to bring chavit to kain gadol every day of the year. He has to pay for it. He doesn't have to be makrivit. He has to be, the kain gadol has to be the bal hakorban. He has to pay from his pocket for the minchas chavitin that was brought every single day, half in the morning and half in the evening. So they had to give him a salary that he should be able to have money, that he should be able to pay for these karbanas. So the Gemara is medayik, Rav Chizda is medayik from the pasuk. Beikur varin as parachatas hashaloi. What does it mean hashaloi? Mishalo velo, mishal tzibur. You shouldn't purchase the parachatas of the kain gadol Yom Kippur from the machzah shekel money. No, that would have been a korban tzibur. It has to be a korban yochid. Korban yochid versus korban tzibur means who funded it, who paid for it. Sometimes, let's say somebody is chayv to bring a korban. Somebody with Machal Shabbos Peshogi has to bring a korban. He can't afford it. $1,000 for a behemah. So his next door neighbor knows that he's a poor man. So someone else could be magdish a korban on Menashe's kapa bochaveiro. Someone else could donate the money on my behalf and bring the money to the Beis HaMikdash. I have to be maskim to it. The korban is often on my behalf. I have to be maskim. So he can donate the money magdish on Menashe's kapa bochaveiro. But you can't bring a private korban for machzah shekel money. Then it's going to be a korban tzibur. Korban yochid has to be paid for either by the bala korban or someone else can be magdish that I should get the kapor. So on Yom Kippur has to be barachatas hashaloi. So one drush is veloi mishal tzibur. You're not supposed to pay for machzah shekel money. And from the same phrase, parachatas hashaloi, it has another connotation, veloi mishal meiser. You can't purchase the parachatas of the kain gadol on Yom Kippur for meiser sheni money. So Rashi has a comment, an interesting comment over here, on the list narrow line in the Rashi, as he starts to go to the wide lines. So Rashi refers you in Kiddushin in the second Perek, and dispersed in different Masechtas, in Bav Metzia and other Masechtas, there's a famous Machlekes Hatanaim Rabbeya Rabbeuda, whether the Maaser Sheni money is considered Mamon Gavoya, is it considered like Hegdush, or it's Mamon Bailim? My nafkamina, you can't do whatever you want with the Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni money means I have a farm and I was mafresh years 1, 2, and 4 and 5. I was mafresh Maaser Sheni money. I was mafresh Maaser Sheni, and then I was paid in the Maaser Sheni anta money. I bring the money to Yerushalayim and I buy food and drink. And as hatakes ba bokar ba tzon ba yayin uba shecha, you buy food with it. You need it b'kedusha b'tar. So there's a machlekes Rameh Reb Yude, whether the Maaser Sheni money is mine, or the Maaser Sheni is considered Hegdish, Mama Gavoy. L'may nafkamina. You can't buy furniture with it, you can't buy clothing with it. It says no chumash, you have to buy previ gedule karka. You have to buy. So what's a nafkamina? Whether the Maaser Sheni mom and buy the Mama Gavoy. The Gemara says the nafkamina is, if I have Maaser Sheni money, can I be Mekadish and Isha with that money? Is it considered mom and bailam, salbi mekadesh de isha, and now she'll have the money, and now she'll be able to buy in Yerushalayim. Baka Batzan Bayayin HaMashiach, she'll have the right to buy. But he's saying, no, Maisa Sheni is Mama Gavoya. It's like we treat it like Hegdish Digger money, and you're not a Balabas, you're not a Bailim to give it over B'matana. Can't even give it over B'matana to someone else. You can buy food and give other people permission to eat the food, B'kdusha V'tahara. If they'll go to Mikvah, they'll eat it B'tahara. So that usually the rule is Rameh, Rabbiuda, Alochik, Rabbiuda. Usually the Gemara tells us that Rameh was such super genius, they couldn't follow his shiurim. He used to give pilpulim, he could say on the other hand, he used to give back and forth, explain all the logical possibilities. At the end of the day, the Talmidim heard a lot of ideas, but they didn't know halacha l'maisa, bottom line, what is the psak? So the next generation, when they were voting what the psak halacha should be, so the Gemara says Rameh was left without any Talmidim. He was left with hardly anybody. So usually he loses in psak halacha. Rameh Rabbiuda, whenever they disagree, halacha Rabbiuda. This is one of the few exceptions to the rule. That here Rameh is the one who says Maaseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya. The Gemara says here we have Stomei Mishnayos that indicate that we pasken like Rameh. That Maaseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya. So Rashi says this pasuk that we're darshaning, Rav Chisda is darshaning from the pasuk, Hikra Aben is Parachatas Hashalo. Below Michelle Maaseh Sheni, that sounds as if you hold a Maaseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya. The money is considered as if it's not Mamon Bailam. What if the din would have been like Rabbi Yehuda, but it isn't? Din is not like Rabbi Yehuda. What if the din would have been like Rabbi Yehuda, Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Bailam? Would that have been considered Parachatas Hashaloi? He's taking his own money, Maaseh Sheni, Mamon Bailam. So Rashi says, no, it's still no good. I feel that the Rabbi Yehuda, even if the din would have been like Rabbi Yehuda, which it isn't, Dama, his sheet is Maaseh Sheni, Mamon Bailam, Mamon had you too. It's still no good. The pasuk is Memai that you have to take Menachulin. You have to buy Achatos Menachulin from your own money. The Gemara in Chagiga has another lotion for this. The Gemara says, I think I mentioned last week the Moshel. It's a person owes $5,451.81 for taxes from the year 2013 and from the year 2014, the same amount. So make out one check for that amount of money, and I'll give it to the IRS, and I'll say, this should be Oyla Lakan Alakan. What do you mean, Oyla Lakan Alakan? You owe money from 2013, you owe money from 2014. You have to pay twice the amount. So the Gemara said, the same over the year. You mukhif to bring Achatos, and you mukhif to bring the Maaseh Sheni money. You can't kill two birds with one stone. It can't be Yoitza the Chi of Chatos with the money that you have to bring. It's like taxes. The Gemara's Lashon is like taxes. When you pay taxes from two different years, you have to add up the amounts. You can't be Yoitza two with one. So that's what the Gemara says. We learn out from that pasuk.
I'm sorry, but when you mentioned between Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. But if Rameh was the bigger Talmud Chacham, why don't we pasuk?
We follow the Reif. The Gemara says the Beis Shammai were probably sharper than the Beis Hillel. Mechadidi Tvei. But because they were Mechadidi Tvei, so their yeshiva was smaller. So they had fewer Talmidim. So when they had a vote, Om de Laminion, so the Beis Hillel usually outvoted. Most of the time, the Beis Hillel outvoted the Beis Shammai.
So it's just because of Reif.
Reif?
Rameh.
Yeah. Because Rameh was so sharp.
They didn't understand.
They didn't walk away halacha lemaisa vasateged paskin, because he explained all the logical possibilities and didn't tell them bottom line what the din is. So the next generation, when they were voting, so the Rabbi Yehuda had more talmidim.
So why do we need the pasuk? Couldn't we logically figure it out?
That what?
Couldn't be logically. Why do we need the pasuk? In other words, why do we need?
Mean because of the tax, because you pay tax. I don't know. The Gemara Chagiga says like that. That it's just like you have to pay tax from two different years. It can't be Yotze two with one check. I don't know. This Gemara says that you need a pasuk, and that Gemara says it's really a svar. I don't know. That's a good kasha. That seems to be a contradiction. There's an interesting. There was a sefer Shadash Shuvas Tirish V'Yitzo. It was written after the First World War. One of the Galatianic Gedolim. So his son writes a hakdama to the sefer. So he writes in the Hagdama, his father was a very big Eloi, and he got smicha at a very young age. He got at the age of 17, 18, something like that. And then his father went to the Avnei Nezer, Tzachat Shavar Rebbe, to get smicha by him, and he asked him questions in Yeriday, and learning, he knew all the questions. Then he says, Tzachat Shavar Rebbe asked him, what's the halacha when there's a machloikis between the Prima Godim and the Derech HaChaim Siddur? So he didn't know what the answer is supposed to be. So he says, "But he's gonna fake an answer." So he said, his father told him that he told the Sachet Shavu Rebbe, "I don't know what the answer is supposed to be, but I'll tell you what I would do. The Derech HaChaim Siddur tells you the din is like this and that, and shine. Period. That's the din. Like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Derech HaChaim is by the Nesivas. And he put out a Siddur with Piskei Halacha. So he's klar. So he says, I would follow. The Prima Gadim always has an essay. And he says, V'tzarachian, and look over there. Then look over there, he has an essay, and he says, V'tzarachian, and look over there. And after you go around in a circle from one place to the other, everything blipped with that Tzarachian. So you don't know whether you're coming or going. So that's what this author of the Sefer, Tirush V'Yitzer, that's what he told the son, that he told the Sachet Shavu Rebbe. I personally would paskan like the Derech HaChaim Siddur, because you know what he said. The Prima Gadim, you never know what his maskan is. So the Avnei Nezer told him, young man, he was only 18 when he got smicha, that young man, there is no klal. How to paskan when there's a machloikas, the Prima Gadim, in the Derech HaChaim Siddur. But the Sachet Shavu Rebbe was the son-in-law of the Kotzke Rebbe. So he said he has a tradition from his father-in-law that you're not allowed to paskan without looking in the Prima Gadim. You don't have to necessarily paskan like the Prima Gadim, but you have to see what issues he raises. He quotes other places in Shulchan Aruch. He raises issues all the time. He says he heard from his father-in-law, the Kotzke Rebbe, that one who paskins Bisman Hazeh, that the Prima Gadim is available. One who paskins without looking in the Prima Gadim has the status of a Toya B'Dvar Mishnah. You have to look in the Prima Gadim, then you have a right to paskin whatever you want. But he said about that, there is no klal. The author of the Tirush V'Yitzer said, I would follow the Derech HaChaim Siddur, because he tells you the favorites. The din is like this and that and join. Prima Gadim, you never know what the maskana. That was the difference between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, klar, what the din is. And Rav Meir gave all the logical possibilities. So the rest of the Gemara we learned already. Okay, Dilla Mishnah. This is, they were transmitting traditions of the Torah Shebal Peh, and they lumped together a whole bunch of Mishnayos to show the difference between Malika and Shechita. Malika has to be Davka with the finger, and Shechita has to be Davka with a knife, and Kasha b'Malika, Pasal b'Shechita, and Shechita has to be from here, Malika has to be from the back. Now you're going to have a series of Mishnayos transmitting traditions of the Torah Shebal Peh. The Mishnah is not going to tell you what the Mokar is, and the Chum is just going to say over the Dinim. In the same style with this Malika and Shechita. So the next Mishnah says, Kosher b'Torah and Pasal b'Bnei Yoina, Kosher b'Bnei Yoina, Pasal b'Torah. It's not clear. Torim are doves, and Bnei Yoina are pigeons. So it's very unclear in the Gemara, because the Gemara, we're going to get a learning Gemara. Gemara assumes the Torah and Bnei Yoina is the same bird, but Bnei Yoina means when they're younger, and then after they develop a colorful feathers around the neck, then they graduate, and then they're already elder statesmen, and then they're called Torim, the exact same bird. When it's a baby bird, it's called Bnei Yoina. Bnei means that they're cotton. And when they grow older, it's Torim, or are these two different birds? Very unclear. We'll have to see the Gemara. Some hold that it's the exact same bird, it's just that it's older. So Tchilas HaTzihuv is Bezeh, Bezeh Pasul. The Tzihuv means Zohav, Miloshin Zohav. When it has a golden, when the feathers around the neck start turning gold, so when it already turned gold, then it's called Torim. Then it's older. When it's just Trilos HaTziv, it's starting to turn gold, so it's not acceptable for Bnei Yoina. It's too old, and it's too young to be considered Torim. So Trilos HaTziv is no good for either Torim or for Bnei Yoina. Yeah, when you can't just be makar of any kosher bird on the Mizbech. Let's say a person wants to donate oil soif, wants to give a chicken, he wants to give a turkey. A chicken, a turkey, a kosher, you can only bring Torim or Bnei Yoina. Or in this week's Sedra, when you have the, let's say, the Chatas Oil of a Yared, see, after, if you can afford it, you bring the Chatas Beim. If you can't afford it, you bring a Chatas Soif and an Oil Soif. So there, the Mefarshim write on Mishnayis Kinim, they both have to be the same. You can't bring one Torah and one Ben Yaina. They're either both Torah or both Ben Yaina. Can't, because they have to be Mitzuraf Yachad, they have to be the same bird. Either both, that's how it says in the Chumash, and that's how the Mefarshim on the Mishnah, so it has to be either two Torah or two Benyayin. Can't bring one Torah and one Benyayin. So the Gemara now discusses, how do you know that this Mishnah is true? Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa elaborates. Torah means that the G'daylim, the older, G'doylem k'sherim, k'tanim psulim. If they're too young, it's not acceptable for term. And b'neyon is fakert. It's called b'neyon because k'tanim k'sherim and g'doylem apsulim. If it's too old, then it's not acceptable. Nimtzer, kosher b'toyrim, possible b'neyon. If it's too young, if it's older, then it's good for term and it's not good for b'neyon. And kosher b'neyon is possible term. The term have to be older and the b'neyon have to be younger. Shine. Now the next b'risa elaborates on the same theme. Tana Rabbanan nacha b'risa. Torim gedolim v'lo ketanim. It has to be dafke. It's only called Torim if the older means that it already has not chilas atziyuv. It's already mishay yazhivu. It's already golden neck. All the feathers are gold around the neck. So the Torah Rabbanan Torim has to be gedolim v'lo ketanim. If it's younger, then it's not acceptable as a Torim. Sheyochol, one might have thought v'haloi dinu. Shouldn't it be a kal v'chaymer? The word din, the Gemara many times has the connotation of a kal v'chaymer. Like the Gemara has in Makkah several times, ein oinshim min adin. If it says Nuchumish that this Avera gets an Einish Misa, so it should be a Kal V'chaymer that Avera, which is worse, certainly gets an Einish Misa. The Gemara says, we don't have a handle on Chiyuvi Misa. We don't know what the Klal is. There is no Klal Tzad HaShoveh that explains. So the Gemara says, you cannot construct a Kal V'chaymer to give a person Misa. Ein Einishim min Adin goes Einish Aguf, you can't give Misa based on a Kal V'chaymer. So here also the word Din means V'hala Dinu. Shouldn't it have been a Kal V'chaymer that Torim should be good either k'tanim or g'daylim? Why should it be a kal v'chaymer? Uma b'neyayna. How do you establish, when you have a kal v'chaymer, how do you establish that A is kal and B is chomer? So if you have any din that applies to A and doesn't apply to B, that already shows that A is more chomer than B. So the Gemara says, Uma b'neyayna shaluhuchshu b'g'daylim, huchshu b'k'tanim. You have a din that k'tanim are good by b'nei yoinam, g'doylem are no good. So torim shehuchshu b'g'doylem, g'doylem are good. More inclusive. Ein a din shouldn't be a kal v'chaymer shehuchshu b'k'tanim. Torim should be good either g'doylem or k'tanim. Talmud Lomar, we have a pasuk that says that it's not so. Talmud Lomar, torim g'doylem lo k'tanim.
How can torim b'k'tanim have to be
suchim? That's what the Gemara is raising, a question. Maybe even before that it's called Torim, because it's going to develop to become a Torah. So maybe even when it's a baby, maybe it's also called Torim. Maybe it doesn't have to be after Gemar Hatzihuv, after the whole neck turned yellow already. So the Brisa says it's a Gzeres HaKosev. We don't see yet what the Gzeres HaKosev is. Where does it say anything? Gemara is going to ask, my Talmudah, what's the Limun? Talmud Laimah, the Gemara has on the third line, Talmud Laimah, the Pasuk says, Torim G'daylam HaKtanim Shem. Then the Brisa continues. B'nei Yoyin has to be k'tan v'lo g'dayim. Shouldn't I say it should be a kal v'chaymer? Shiyachal v'haladin. Shouldn't it be a kal v'chaymer? Umadach toirim. Shulu huchshuru b'k'tanim. Huchshuru b'g'dayim. So you see that to bring an older bird is more universally acceptable. That toirim has to be an older bird. The younger bird is not acceptable. So b'nei Yoyin shuhuchshuru b'k'tanim ein adin shuhuchshuru b'g'dayim. G'dayim is more acceptable. Tam alayim ano. The pasuk says b'nei Yoyin, which has the connotation of tanim v'lo g'dayim. My Talmudah, where do you see any connotation over here? It just says Torim b'nei Yoinah. Where do you see? On my Rava, the answer is like this. The Chumash mentions several times Torim b'nei Yoinah. It never says b'nei Torim and it never says Yoinim. Always describes b'nei Yoinah. B'nei means the babies, the younger ones. It never says b'nei Torim. It always says Torim. So it sounds like the Torim are the adults and the B'nei Yoyin are the babies. Amar Rav, my Talmudah, what's the drasha? Where did the Tana see a drasha from a pasuk to be memayit k'tanim by the Torah and to memayit g'doylem by the B'nei Yoyin? Amar Rav, because l'nishtamet kuro, he never found a pasuk that has this expression, l'ichtav min B'nei HaTorim or min HaYoyinim. Every single time it says Torim or B'nei Yoyin. Never says B'nei Torim, never says Yoyin. So that's the mashmois. It's like it's repeated so many different times. So that gives you this connotation that b'nei yoinah means younger and term means older.
Not about male or female. Male or female, but a torin could be male and could be female.
Yeah, that doesn't make a difference. See, in animals and karbonis and parshas vayikra, the oila has to be dafka zohar, a male. And a chatas has to be dafka in a keva, and shlam can be in a zohar in a keva. So this is only by animals. By oifas, the Gemara is going to say, it never says zohar in a keva, So there is a difference between male and female by the birds, but the Gemara says, Tamus v'zachris b'behema, that's on the next daf. Tamus v'zachris b'ayfris, there's a din of balmum. A balmum is possible only by animals, by behemoths. By oifers, there's no din of balmum. There's a din if it's mechusar eiver, if it's missing a limb, then it's possible. But that's not because you have a different definition of mum. It's not considered a mum at all. The Gemara says, based on Pesukim Mechumish, the Gemara says, if you have a korban that gets a mum, you can't be makar of it, but you can't be paida, unless it has a mum kavua. So let's say behemah has a mum kavua. Mum kavua means not going to get better by itself. If you do surgery, it will get better. But the kozman, you didn't do the surgery, that's called a mum kavua. That's a taisus and mcharis like that. So you can only be paida korbanis if they have a mum kavua. What if you have an oif that has a mum? So the Gemara says, ain pigyan la oifus. Because there's no institution of balmum by oifus. What if the oif is mechusar eiver? Then you cannot be makar of it. So the Gemara says, still, you cannot be paida because that's a different din. Mechusar eiver is possible by oifus. It's not that that's the definition of mum by oifus. It has to be a mechusar eiver. No, it's in ganzen a different din. So Gemara's lashon is, we learn out from the psukim, Tamus v'zachrus b'behemus, and behemus is a din t'mima, it can't have a mum. By oifus, there's no chisaron of balmum. There is a chisaron of mechusar eiver, but that's not identical. It's not a din. It's not a din of balmum. It's a ganz in a different mocker. That's a shayla what the mocker is. Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos on the next daf. And the same thing, zachrus. The Chumash says that a chatas has to be dafka in a keva. And an oila has to be dafka zachar. Shlomim doesn't matter, zachar or any keva. Doesn't make a difference. But by oila soif, it doesn't have to dafka be a zachar. And chata soif doesn't dafka have to be in a keva. It can be zachar or any keva. There is a difference between zachar and a keva, but it's not relevant for the oifus. That's the famous din. Tamas was zachar's be behemis, vein tamas was zachar's be oifus. The dinim don't apply to oifus, yeah.
The kavachomers that the Gemara brought down seem only to work if they're two different species. If they're the same, then it doesn't make sense.
That's what it sounds like over here, yes. That's later on the daf, it's a little questionable whether that's what it means, right? This Kal V'chomer sounds like that. That just means to say that you can't bring in between. You can bring older or younger, but you can't bring in between. And you can't bring one older and one younger. When it's a set of Chata Saif and Ola Saif, you have to have either two Torim or two Bnei Yoina. You can't bring, even if one should assume that it's the same species, but Al Pidin, it's considered a different type of a bird, because this is Begadlos and this is Bekatlos. The Poshep Shat is that they're two different species. But then when you get later on the Omud, it's a little questionable. Because we look in a dictionary, and you look in a dictionary, so they use the same words, by Torim or Bnei, by Torim they'll write dove turtle. Turtle dove. And then by Bnei also they write doves. Pigeons, doves. So it's a shayla. Are they talking about Chumash? They're talking about two different minim? Two different species? So it's the exact same species, just younger versus older. So it's a little unclear. Yeah. So Rabbi says, that's the Talmudah. That's the mocker. You never have a pasuk that should say Bnei Torim, or you never have a pasuk that says Yoina. It just says Bnei Yoina Torim. Freg di Gemara nocha hava mina ve'ema b'nei yoina dekosabu rachmana b'nei by the b'nei yoina that it says b'nei, it means maybe what it means is k'tanimen g'doylem lo, maybe by the b'nei yoina has to be young, but when you have torim maybe it's optional. Torim boy g'doylem laisi boy k'tanim laisi, sounds like it's two different species here also. Poshim shah, two different species. Maybe for the purpose of torim, maybe it can be young or old. Maybe for the purpose of Bnei Yoina has to be Dafkiyam. Gemara says, no, Dumya de Bnei Yoina. Ma b'Bnei Yoina k'tan men g'dolim loy. After him also has to be g'dolim and k'tanim loy. Sure, okay. Tana Rabbanah, we have another Bryson. The Bryson is going to all these Bryson just spelling out what it says in the Mishnah. Tchilas Hatzihuv is puzzled by both Torah and Bnei Yoina. Tana Rabbanah, Yochel Yukol HaTorah M'chol Bnei Yoina k'sherim. Any age is acceptable. Yeah. Repeating again the same Havamina. All the Tanoim wrote different prices. This is not the series. They wouldn't repeat the same thing in all the prices. Each Tana had a different price. So each Tana, each price adds on another Chiddush. Yochi you call a term chabani yonik shem any age time lam min a term for lo call a term min bini yonik v'lo what are you being memayit min? Whenever it says min, it means some are acceptable, some are not acceptable. Which term and which bini yonik are you knocking out? Prata tchilas hatzihuv shebozeh v'shebozeh. At the beginning of the tzihuv, tzihuv is miloshin zahov, the golden feathers around the neck. So when it starts to turn gold, it's too old for Bnei Yonah and it's too young for Torah, so it's not acceptable. And after it develops to become Zohav, really Zohav, not just Chilas HaTziyuv, so then it's acceptable for Torah and it's not acceptable for Bnei Yonah. But Chilas HaTziyuv, Shebzev, Shebzev, Shepossel. Me'em Asai HaTorim Ksherim, from what point on do you say they're already graduated, they're already elder statesmen, that they're good? Misha Yazhivu. Rashi explains, why is it called Yazhivu before we called it Tchilas HaTzihuv? The beginning of the process, when it starts turning yellow, is called Tchilas HaTzihuv, with a tzaddik. And after it already turns yellow, then it's Zohar Misha Yazhivu. When it's fully gold, the necks, the feathers around the neck are all gold, so then it's already old enough. Shait. When are they too old? They're not acceptable. Also, when the process begins, when they start to turn yellow. Even it hasn't, from the Tchilas HaTziyuv to the Gemara HaTziyuv is not acceptable for either term of Bnei Yonah. One of the Chachamim presented a Brice, Tani Yankiv Korcho, how old did the Bnei Yonah have to be? They can't be too old. If they're too old, then it's not Bnei Yonah. But what's the earliest age? There's a din by behemoths. Shivas yam yuet tachasim amiyam ishmina v'holi yirat to the karbanish hashem. That's only by behemoths. You have to wait till the eighth day. What's the minimum age that you have to wait for by bnei yoina? That you can't be makrovit karbon before. So Rabbi Yankov Karcha presents a brisa which we don't know what it means. At first glance, this loshen is mishiyalu. When they reach that age, what does the verb mean? What does it mean? So the Gemara says, "Who Tani Lavu? Who Amalah?" He presented the brayz and he interpreted it based on a lashon pasuk in Iyov. Who Tani Lavu Amalah? He presented the brayz and he interpreted it. Efrach v'yalalu dam means when a bird has feathers. So if a feather will be plucked out, so blood will start to flow. So that's only at a certain age, at a certain stage in development, when the bird is first born. The feathers are not going to, if you pluck out a feather, it's not going to start bleeding over there. So Amar Abaye, Abaye is explaining what the Rebbe Yankov Karcho interpreted in the Brayse. If you'll pull out, if you'll be shoymet a feather and it'll start to bleed, so that's the lotion that the Pasuk uses in Iyov. Efrech of ya'alu dam. It'll start to bleed when you pluck out a feather. Okay. It's not the same as Shmoneh Yamin. It's different. Either younger or later, I don't know, but it's, the Din of Shmoneh Yamin doesn't apply to Oifas. So the Gemara is going to quote a series of Sfeikis that Rab Zeira is asking. Zeira is going to ask a lot of Shailas here. Borderline Shailas. Boy, Rab Zeira, he wants to know what's the Din. Ha'ema hare alai oyle min hatorim o min b'nei ha'yoyna. You can either bring... You can bring an oil sofer even one. That's what we spoke about last week. Whenever you mechuyev to bring a korban oif, so you can't get away with less than two. Let's say a ger, the dinas and the chumash, all the dinim of geras are learned that from Maimon HaSinai. So Maimon HaSinai, there was kabbalas ha-mitzvahs, they all said nasa and ishma. Then all the men had bris mila and mitzrayim before yitzias mitzrayim. That was for the purpose of geras. And then they all went to mikveh, Erev Shavuos. And then they all brought karbonis. There was one big national garrison, and they all brought karbonis. That's at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. So the Gemara says that a gershet is gayer, who's always obligated to bring a karbon. What kind of a karbon? A karbon oila. So if he wants to, if he can afford it, he can spend $1,000 to bring an oila's behema. If he can't afford so much, he'll bring an oila soif. So can he get away with a $10 one oila soif? The Gemara says, no, he has to spend $20. Since it's a chiyuv on him, it's not an oilas nedov, it's an oilas chayva. So, lamatzinu chayva ba'oif, pachas mishnayim. You have to bring two. Two oilas oif. Or in this week's Seder, when you have the chatasol of a yared, so one is going to bring a chatasoif, one is going to be an oilas oif. So you have two karbonas. Or sometimes you have an osham and an oilas oif. An animal with an oilas oif. when you're mechuyev to bring an oif, it can't stand alone. That's an incomplete carbon. So if you want to give an adova, so v'hikrivo, you can offer one. Rashi on this week said, it points it out. You can offer one oil asoif, but if you're mechuyev, you can't get away with less. So boy, Rab Zeira, a person accepts upon himself a neder, hare alai oila min hatarmon bin b'nei hayoina. He accepts upon himself to bring a carbon oila. And he says, I pledge to give either Torah or B'nai Yoin. It doesn't make a difference. And he brings a bird that's in that interim stage, that the feathers around the neck started to turn yellow, but it didn't completely turn yellow. So what's the halacha mahu? What's this halacha that we say in the Mishnah? Is possible? Is that because we're mesupik? Is it a Torah or is it a ben yoina? So we're mesupik. Is it A or B? But it's either A or B. So since he took a neder, hari alai lohavi oila either min atorim or min b'dei hayoina. So fine. So he brought the bird. It's either A or B. So it'll be kosher. Or should I say no? Should I say sveka havi ben ofik is yotzim imanav shach? Either it's a Torah or a ben yoina. Or Dilma, perhaps I should say Beri Havi V'loi Nafik. Maybe I should say it's neither a Torah nor a Ben Yoina. It's a different animal. During that interim period, it's not called a Torah, it's not called a Ben Yoina. So that's Reb Zeira's Sufik. Why is it not acceptable? So the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like it's the same species. Torah Ben Yoina is the same species. And he took a neder either to bring a Torah or a Ben Yoina, a Noila, either from a Torah or a Ben Yoina, and he brings Tchilas Hatziyuv. Should I say Mimanashach? Either it's A or B, or should I say no, it's C? It's neither A nor B. It's C, it's a Beria Bifnei Atzma. That's the push of Shat Gemara. Sounds like Torah Ben Yoina, the same species. But you look in Rashi, Rashi sounds like he's not learning like that. Rashi sounds like he's learning the two different species, and he brought a Torah Mitchilas Hatziyuv, and he brought a Ben Yoina also Mitchilas Hatziyuv. So should I say Mimanushach, one of them is going to be good. Either it's old or it's young. We're just not sure. So you can't bring it. Like we said, when you have to bring two, you have to bring the ger has to bring two oilasoif. Or in the parsha by the chatasavia has to bring an oilasoif and a chatasoif. They both have to be the same. They both either two torim or two benyan. You can't bring one torim, one benyan. So if you bring one is a tor and one is tchilas hatziyuv, or one is a benyan and the other one is tchilas hatziyuv. So misofik cannot yoytze because we're not sure whether the tchilas hatziyuv that interim period is at A or B. But it's either A or B. So if the fellow took a neder, I pledge to bring a korban oilam either from a Torah or a Ben Yoina, it brings Tchilas Hatziyuv. So for sure it should be good. So again, the simple reading in the Gemara sounds like it's the exact same species, just a question, how old is it? But Rashi says no. He brought both a Torah and a Ben, two different species. He brought a Torah and a Ben Yoina, and they were both in the interim period. So should I say for sure one of them is good? Either it's older or younger. If the Tchilas Hatziyuv, the interim period, is considered older, so it's good b'toras Torim. And if it's the younger, then it's good b'toras Ben Yoina. So he fulfilled.
Maybe Rashi is being medayik because the Gemara uses the two words shebozeh v'shebozeh.
Could be.
Otherwise, it could have simply have said v'hevi tchilas hatziyuv.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Sounds like he brought two birds, right? Sounds like he brought two birds. That's the right. Yeah. So that's Rab Zeira's suffik. Should I say sveka havi v'nafik mimanushach? Either it's older or younger, but one of them for sure is good. Aduma beri havi. Maybe I say no. Younger is before tchilas hatziv. Older is after mishia sivu. And the interim period is neither A nor B. It's C. It's a beri b'fnei atzma. Doesn't count at all. Amar Rabba Toshma. Rabba is going to prove what the answer is. That the Mishnah says prata tchilas hatziv shebezeh shebezeh. Shepasul, and the Gemara learned it out from a pasuk. The Brisa earlier on the Omid learned it out from a pasuk. So Rava argues, Yarmit Bishleima Beri Yahavi. If you should say that during the interim period, Al Pidin, it's a different min. It's neither young nor old. It's not a suffix. Is it A or B? It's really C. Then Shapra, you understand why you have a pasuk to tell me that it's not acceptable. It's not a Torah, it's not a Ben Yoina. Eli Yamrit, Sveik Avi, but if you according to the other tzad of Rab Zeira, that Tchilas Hatziyuv is just a Sofek, so what? It's a Sofek, but Sofek in Din. a suffix to be treated like a Torah, an older bird, or like a younger bird. So the Gemara says, Itzrich Krol Mutei Sveka. How can you have a pasuk that talks about what the din is in the case of a suffix? So Tosfos and all the Rishonim have this famous kasha. The Gemara is all over the place where you have psukim how to deal with a makom suffix. What do you mean? You never have a pasuk that tells you how to deal with a case of a makom suffix. So the Rishonim work on this a lot. So one of the popular answers, Tosfos here doesn't say it. The Ramban here says it, and Tosfos and a few other mesichtas has it. One of the popular answers is the following: the Torah was given to human beings. Human beings don't always know the facts of the case. So the Torah has to tell us what the dinim are, and then the Torah has to tell us how should you paskin if you don't know the facts. The Torah is never going to tell us how do you paskin if you don't know the din. Break your head and figure out the din. Amaretz. What do you mean? If you don't know what the din is, what do you mean you don't know what the din is? Ask a higher rabbi. He doesn't know. Ask another rabbi. Take a vote. Come to a conclusion. That's what the Gemara meant to say. If this is a suffix, means it's a suffix sveka de dina, not a suffix in metzias. Chilas atziuv, if you're saying it's a suffix, is it A or B? That's a sveka de dina. How can you have a pasuk that tells you how to paskin? You can't use chilas atziuv shebezeh shebezeh because it's a sveka de dina. The chumash is going to talk about a sveka de dina. Figure out what the din is, and there won't be a sveka de dina. A suffix in metzias. A lot of times you have psukim. Tosfos quotes many different Gemaras where the halacha tells you how to deal in a case where there's a suffix what the facts are. Suffix and mitzvah is human beings. We're not omniscient. We don't know everything. So you're always going to have sveikas and mitzvahs. That's the famous answer. Taisa doesn't say it. Taisa, another mesichta says like that. So that's what the Gemara Tainas. We had a brisa before, and the brisa was memay tchila satziv shebezev shebezev, because it says min hatorim umin bnei hayayna min, like it says in the beginning of Parshas VaYikra, a person donates a carb min abaka min atzayin takrivas kabbalchem. So min abaka, some baka yes, and min atzayin some tzayin yes. So some no. So the Gemara says lahotzi soradei ba'neva ba'muktza ba'nevad. Whenever it says min, it's a miut. Like acham erakin amiutim. So min is also a miut. So the Gemara says the Brisa said before min b'nei hayayna min atar min b'nei hayayna. So you memay et chilas atziuv. So must be that it's a barrier b'fnei atzma. If it's a sveik at a dina, you never have a pasuk talking about a sveik at a dina. So the Gemara says no. Maybe that's the fact that the Gemara used that min hab. Torah Mamin Bnei Hayoina to be Mamayit Chilas Atziv. Maybe that's only an Asmachta. Perhaps Kitz Terkro. Maybe the Min is really needed for something else. Lemuti Nirva Veneva. Just like in the opening post in the beginning of Parshas VaYikra, it says Odem Mikem Kiyaku Karmel Hashem Min Atzon Min Abokar. So the Gemara is Mamayit Min Atzon Lo Tzira Veneva Nirva Vemuksa Veneva. See here also we're Mamayit Nirva and Mamayit Neva. Maybe that's what I need the person. Why should I need a pasuk? Once you have a pasuk in the beginning of Vayikra that by behemoth, Rabbi Nirva Muktzav and Eved is pasul, so why should I have a half a minute to think that by Oifis it should be kosher? The Gemara says a very strong half a minute. If you wouldn't have had the min, Salka Daita Hamina on the second line, the Gemara says, I would have thought the following. Hoyalachsiv, it says in the pasuk, Kimashchasam Bohem, Mumbam. You're not allowed to bring a carbon that has a mum. Even if a goy wants to bake a bama to bring carbonus la shamayim, so you can bring a bal mum. He can't bring mechusar eva. He can't bring a mechusar, just like by us, by oifus. There's no din of balimum in by oifus, but mechusar eva is possible, and it's an isa to be makarvin. So by Bnei Noach, if they want to donate a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, we cannot accept it. It says in Chumash. On the Mizbech, if he wants to bring on his own Bama, he doesn't hate. He can bring a carbon LaShamayim. That's a Balmum, provided that it's not a Mechusar Eva. But in the Beis HaMikdash, he can't bring, we can accept from him a Balmum. So the Pasuk says, why can Mashchasim Behem Mumbam? Because it has a Mum. So you can't accept such a carbon. But the Pasuk throws in an expression, Ki Mashchasim Bohem. The animal has a broken leg. So the Gemara has an additional level of broken leg. An eye was poked out, an ear is ripped off, or something like that. It's a balmum. The Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. That komakim the Tana the Beir Rabbi Shmuel komakim shneema hashchase in Tanakh the word hashchase often has the connotation ena ela dvar erva va'avodes kachov. Where do you get this that the connotation of hashchase is dvar erva gili arayis or avodes zara dvar erva dechsev by the mabul? Why did Hakadosh Baruch Hu destroy the whole world? Why did he destroy imodam chata ve'imem mechatu? The human beings deserve to be punished. Good. Vatimala haaretz chamas. So why do the animals punish? So the pasuk says, "Kihishchis kalbasar is dark al haaretz." Even the animals, when this kokem l'she'ein aminam. So the pasuk is mashma, "Kihishchis kalbasar is dark." It's talking about gili arayis. The animals, when this kok, the animals are not mitzvah in any mitzvahs. The animal not mitzvah even the sheva mitzvahs v'nenech. The only mitzvah the animals understand is loisirtzach. That's the Ramban Chumash has like that. He quotes the Rambam in the Mor and the Vuchim writes that if a shor hamuad, if a shor kills an adam, he gives skila. The shor is a shor niska, he gives skila. So the Rambam writes, it's not a punishment to the behemah, the behemah hotinsh kensechel. So it's a punishment to the bala behemah. So the Ramban says that would have been a nice idea if we put it paskin like the Tana and the Mishnah in Baba Kama that a shor hefker, shaharagas adam, doesn't get skila. But we don't paskin like that. We paskin the shor hefker, shaharagas adam, does get skila. So it's not a punishment to the Baal HaShor. There is no Baal HaShor. It's a punishment to the Shor. So the Ramban says, even though the behemoths are lab b'nei das, they don't understand eating on Yom Kippur, but one thing they do understand, not to kill a human being. They were all saved by the Mabul, they were saved by Noach, and they should all have a sense of gratitude, HaKoros HaTayv, not to kill a human being. So even if a Shor Hefke kills a person, so the Shor Hefke has enough seichel to understand that. Okay. So the Gemara says, somehow the behemoths during the Dora Mabul deserved a punishment. Because when Niska Klishein Aminam, even though that's not Gili Arai, that's not Ritzicha, the Ramban Chumash is only Ritzicha. But somehow the Gemara understood, Ki Hishchis Kalbos, is dark al Haaretz, the reason why the behemoths also deserved to be killed, all the animals died. Only the fish didn't die. The animals all died because they were involved in Gili Arayis. And then where do you see that Hashchasa also has the connotation of Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah dechsev, pentash chisun, lasisim lechem pesel. Lasisim pesel. Yeah, the pasuk says in Dvarim, when we come to Eretz Yisrael, we should be careful not to ask, eche yavda goy mehem salahem eser keng amoni. Don't try to study about the culture of the Avodah Zarah, the Laman Aleph Melocha used to live in Eretz Yisrael before we're going to take over, because then you're going to fall in, you're going to worship Avodah Zarah. So the word, the verb, hashchase, appears in the Chumash in connection with Avodah Zarah. Pentash chisun, vasisim lachem pesel. So the pasuk, on the second line from the top, the pasuk really says, you cannot bring a korban balmum in the Beis HaMikdash. Because the animal has an injury and it's a balmum. That's the pasuk pshat. But the Gemara has a Torah Shabbal Peh, an additional level of interpretation. Any carbon that a balmum would pasul, in other words, behemoth. Oifus, there is no psula balmum. Thomas was zachas behemoth, then Thomas was zachas beoifus. There's no din of balmum by oifus. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. If you have an animal that was involved in Gili Arayis, that's Nirva, Raveh V'Nirva, where an animal was involved in Avodah Zarah, Muktzeh V'Nevar, it was designated for Avodah Zarah, it was worshipped. If a person bows down to his animal, the animal is Mutabano. If I bow down to a cup of coffee, the cup of coffee is Asabano. It becomes Avodah Zarah. But if you bow down, you worship, you deify a live animal, the live animal does not become Asabano, but it becomes Pasalam Mizbeach. Because the pasuk considers it like a balmum, ki mashchasim b'hem is the same as mum. So that's what the Gemara says. Kol shahamum paisel by any carbon, in other words, carbon b'hem, where balmum would pasul, dvarei rabba v'edes kachavim also poslim. The kol shein hamum paisel by oifus, but there's no din of balmum at all. There's a din of mechusa reiver, but it's not identical. That's a different mocker. That's not a fancier form of balmum. Kol shein hamum paisel by oifus, there's no psula mum. Sein dvar erva v'avedes kacham paslim bo. So I would vahani oifis by oifis ha v'lo pasul b'humuma. A mum does not pasul by oifis. Da mamar, we have a tradition. Thomas v'zachas b'behema, then Thomas v'zachas b'oifis. There's no dita bal mum by oifis. That's why there's no pidyon loif, even if it gets a mum. And even if it becomes a mechusar eva, that's not a din of mum, it's a different din. And there's no distinction. Oila by behema, oila has to be a zachar, and a chatas has to be in a keva. By oifis, it doesn't make a difference. There is a difference between a male and a female, but there's no such halacha that a oila soif has to be dafka zachar, and the chatas soif has to be dafka in a keva. So I might have mistakenly thought by oifis, ema, tverveva vadis kacham, and nami loy lifsobahu, kamash malon. Maybe that's why I need the pasuk. Going back again. The Gemara quoted a brisa that Torim have to be older and Bnei Yonah have to be younger, and Chilas Hatziv is not acceptable because you have a miyut. It says min haTorim min Bnei HaYonah. The word min is a miyut. So the Gemara says you have a pasuk that's memayit something, but Torah suffik as fake edina, where the Chilas Hatziv to the Gemara Hatziv is considered older or younger. You never have a pasuk yitzchak called mutei sveika. You never have a pasuk talking about a sveika the dina. You have psukim talking about a suffik, but the facts are, because we're human beings, we don't always know all the facts. But you can't have a pasuk telling you how to paskin b'makom sveika the dina. Figure, sit down and work harder and figure out what the answer is. So the fact that you have a pasuk is an indication that it's a beri b'fnei atzma. That tchilas atziv is not A nor B. It's not a gdoil, it's not a ktana, it's a beri b'fnei atzma. Gemara says no on the top line. Maybe that's only an asmachta, that they said, min atar ma'min b'nei yonah, the min is b'may tchilas atziv. Maybe the pasuk really goes to tell me a different din, that never is possible by yoifis, and that nirva is possible. I know that already. That's the opening pasuk, beginning of Chumash Vayikra. The answer is no. I would have thought that the psulim of Avodah Zarah and Gilei Arayis only applied to behemoths because Bali Mumim apostle. So by Oifus, but there's no psul Balmum, I would have thought Muktzev and Ebad and Raveav and Neva would be good. That's why I need the pasuk. Minatarm and Min B'nei Yonah. Maybe the Bryce has said that you learned from the word Min to exclude Tchilos Hatziv. Maybe that's an asmachta. Maybe the word min really comes to exclude the nirva with the neva. This is a famous Gemara.
If you would say, Harei Olai Ola Min HaTorim, or Min HaYonah,
or Min HaTziv.
Yeah, what? That means he would cover all
the BC. Let's say a guy says, I want to bring a carbon oila from a turkey or a chicken. We don't accept it. He wants to bring a mincha minhu adashim from bebalach, from beans. You don't accept it. You can only accept those karbonos that the Torah says. So the pasuk says, Torim have to be older, Bnei Yonah have to be younger. So the Gemara is not sure, tchilas hatziv, that in-between period, is that a suffix, whether it's older or younger? Oh no, it's not A, it's not B, it's C. It's a barrier.
If it would be a barrier,
you can't bring it as a carbon. It's not on the list of accepted garbanos. If it's a suffix, whether the tchilas hatziv period is A or B, so then if you want to bring it, it would be good b'manoshach, either with a younger one or an older one. That's the shaila. Is it the same species? Torah mebnei, are they the same species? So if you bring, sounds like not the same species, but until you get to the bottom. So it's a little unclear over here. So if it's the same species, just a suffix, is it A or B? So it should be good in Mimonoshach. He took in that, I want to bring a carbon either an older or a younger. So the Tchilas Hatziv is either older or younger, so Mimonoshach is Yetz. Unless you say, no, Tchilas Hatziv is neither A nor B, it's C. And that's not an accepted carbon. That's not like chickens. You can't bring a carbon oil soy from a chicken, a turkey. So you can't bring from Tchilas Hatziv. It's C. It's not A, it's not B. It's a different thing. So similar, Reb Zera keeps on repeating these svekas. In all the cases, boy Reb Zera nocha sofik, and chav gimla manal. Boy Reb Zera, hamar elai oilas behema min ha'ayil, o min ha'keves. Ayil and keves is the same animal. That's for sure the same animal. A keves is ben shnosai before the first birthday. The behema was born, let's say, on Zayin Adar. So when it comes Zayin Adar next year, it's already not called a keves. When is it called an ayil? It has to be 13 months old. Between its birthday, its first birthday, and the next month, it's called a pilgos. So, So the Mishnah, so you have every so often in the Chumash you have a din. Let's say Korban Pesach has to be menakvasim and menoyizim tikachu. You can't bring an aisle for a Korban Pesach. It's the exact same Korban kebis, but it's too old. Korban Pesach shavar shnasa. If it's past the first birthday, so it's not acceptable. So the, whenever it says kebis has to be before the first birthday, whenever it says aisle has to be after a year and a month, and during that month's time, that's called a pilgos, not acceptable. So, boy, Rab Zera, why is it not acceptable? Is it a suffix? Whether the exact same shah that he has over here is the pilgos? We're not sure. It's a sfeika dedina, whether it's an ayal or a kebis. Where do you draw the line? Do you draw the line at 1 year or year and a month? Or should I say, no, maybe it's the beri bifnei atzmas, neither a kebis nor an ayal, neither A nor B, maybe it's C. So the Gemara has, boy, Rab Zera, that's his suffix. He takes a netter. You can't bring a carbon from another animal that's not mentioned in the Chumash. You can only bring from those animals. So the Chumash talks about kevis and ayil. So if the pilgos is neither kevis nor ayil, that's like a different animal. It's the exact same species, but still, if it's too old for kevis and too young for ayil, so you can't bring it at all. So that's Rab Zera's Safek. The pilgus is not acceptable. Is it Beturah's Sfeke Dedina? We're not sure where the cutoff point is between Kebis and Ayel. Or is it a Beri Bifnei Atzmo? Mahu, what's the din? So he says, there's really a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Bar Pado in connection with a Mishnah Menachos on this. Ali, but the Rabbi Yochanan la to boy aloch, going to Rabbi Yochanan, Doma Beri Havi. Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's neither A nor B, it's C. It's a different animal, and you just can't bring it as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, just like you can't bring an elephant. An elephant is not a kosher animal. You can't bring a deer. It's a chaya. You can't bring any behema that you want. A behema chayik, only those that are listed in the Chumash can be brought. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah in Purim says, Hekrivo. Someone brings a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, that's a pilgos. He offers it. You're not supposed to bring. He offered a pilgos. So what's the din? So the halacha says, maybe all of nischi ayil, ve'ena oil aloi mizivchoi. He was obligated to bring a kevis or an ayil, whatever the story was. It says, nechum, sometimes you have to bring a kevis, sometimes an ayil. So he brought a pilgos in that questionable month. So the Mishnah says, you're not, whatever you're supposed to bring, you're not yoytzei. But it says in the Mishnah, they're different nisachim. Whenever you bring a carbon, you have to bring mechasim, and this came a duber. So you have to bring menachas. There's a mincha bo bifnei atzma, that's in this week's sedra. A person wants to donate the mincha, there are four or five different kind of menachas. Then there's a mincha bo biklala zevach, mechasim, and this came in conjunction with a carbon. Let's say they brought the tomid shel shachar this morning, and they didn't have any flour. So they didn't have the ability to bring the mincha today. So you can bring it next year. The Gemara says, Afilar asar yamim, you can bring the mechasim in this game. Afilar, you bring the nisach hayayin. Today, they brought the tamash shach, tamash rebe rabayim. They didn't have enough wine. So they'll bring next week, they'll bring the wine. When they get some wine, they can do tashlum for that. If they didn't bring the oil asatamit today, over yama bottle kabon, it's too late. But if they brought the carbon today, just minchasim and iskain came to do, but they didn't bring that today, so the Gemara learns that from psukim afilo ad asar yam, you can bring it 10 days later and even a year later. So the Mishnah has, if a person brought a pilgos and he was mechuyev either, and the parshat says you have to bring a kevis or an ayil, so he says we makriv it. Maybe all of nischei ayil. If it's a kevis, you have less flour and less oil mixed in with the flour and less wine. And if it's the chumash is like that. And if it's an ayil, then it's more. And if it's a par, it's even more. So this was a pilgos. And a pilgos, the first month, in between 1 year and a year and a month, we treat it as if it were a suffix, whether it's a kevis or an ayil. So it says in the Mishnah, you bring the nesachim of an ayil, and you're not yoytze the carbon that you were supposed to bring, because it's a sveke, it's a suffix, whether it's A or B. So Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says, how do you know that you bring nischei ayil? How did the Mishnah know that? It's a gzeris hakosuv. Olo ayil, the rabbi says hapilgos. It says if you bring a kevis, you bring less flour and less oil mixed into the flour and less wine. If you bring an ayil, you bring more. You bring a par, you bring more. More flour, more oil, and more wine. So the pasuk says, "Olo ayol the rabbis is hapilgus during that month period." So Rabbi Yochanan holds, you have a pasuk that tells you how to treat which menachas and asachim do you bring if you brought a pilgus. If a pilgus is simply a sfeika d'dina with its A or B, so we just said before, watch out, that's the bottom taisa says over here. If it's a sfeika d'dina, whether it's A or B, so you can, it's to call it muti sfeika, you can't have a pasuk that talks about a sfeika d'dina. So see from Rabbi Yochanan, he holds that a pilgus is a barrier b'fnei atzma, it's neither A nor B. But the pasuk tells you that b'di'evit it's a kosher carbon. That's a chiddush. That is, one might have argued the point and said it's not a kosher carbon. So the pasuk says now olo ayil. The rabbi says hapilgus. So if you brought a pilgus, you're not yotze. Whether you're mukhiv to bring a kebis or an al, you're not yotze because this is neither. But the pasuk talks about which nesachim you bring. So if you have a pasuk talking about such a case, it must be a berry b'fnei atzma. If it's simply a sveka d'din a to b, you can't have a pasuk. The Rebbeinu Shlom wouldn't tell us how to paskin. Figure out what the din is in Shai. So according to Rabbi Yechanan says that the pilgus is buried b'fnei atzma. Kit the boy loch, Rabbi Zera had a boy, Rabbi Zera, he had a suffix. If the fellow took a neder, I want to bring a carbon, either min hakebis or min ha'ayil. So he had a suffix, can he be yotze with a pilgus? So according to Rabbi Yechanan, for sure not. Because it's a berry b'fnei atzma. Kit the boy loch, only room for doubt is Aliba the Bar Pada. What does Bar Pada say? The Omar, Bar Pada says in that Mishnah in Parah that it says if someone did go ahead and bring a korban min apilgos, so he has to bring the chumra dike maybe all of nischei ayil. So Rabbi Yochanan said it's a gzeris hakasav all the ayil. So if it's a pasuk, it can't be a sveika d'dina. You don't have a pasuk telling you how to act in a sveika d'dina. Figure out what the din is in shine. But Bar Pada says no. He bring nischei ayil b'torah sofik. The Omar Aliba the Bar Pada who says on the top line of Gimel and Beis. The Omar he says maisi umasni. He bring the nischei ayil. He bring the larger amount of flour and the larger amount of oil and the larger amount of yayin. But you bring alatana. You say if the pilgus is really a keves, so the smaller amount should be minchasim and iskayim for the keves, and the extra should be a donation. If a person wants to, you can donate to pour wine on the mizbeach as a korban b'fnei atzma, and if you want, you can donate to bring flour with oil mixed in together. It's bo b'nedova. So Bar Pada says when the Mishnah says you bring the larger amount, he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said it's a gzeris hakasav olo ayil l'rabbis apilgos. Bar Pada says no, that it's a sveika d'dina, and there is no pasagan. It's a sveika d'dina, maisi umasna. He brings the larger amount of oil, a larger amount of shemen, a larger amount of flour and wine, ala tanai. Is it a kevis? Is it a yain? So now Rab Zeri raised the suffix. Aliba de Bar Pada, does he think it's a suffix? Is it A or B? But for sure it's not a berry b'fnei atzma. Or maybe it's a three-way suffix. Is it A, is it B, or is it C? Maybe it's a possibility of the Bar Pada that it's a berry b'fnei atzma. Me aminan ayil v'kebis masna, the berry alo masna. When he brings the nischei ayil, so he says ala tanai. If the pilgus is really a kebis, so the extra amount of wine, the extra amount of mincha should be a donation. And if the pilgus is really an ayil, so everything is for the minchasim and his keim. So when he brings the carbon alatai, there are only two tzadim, is it ayil or is it kebis? Adilna b'beri nami masna. Maybe, according to Bar Pada, he should say three tzadim of suffix. Maybe it's neither a kebis nor an ayil. And there's no minchasim in his keim at all. And the whole thing is a donation. The whole shemen with the whole yayin, with the whole mincha, the whole thing is a donation. So that's what the Gemara says, teku. Rab Zera had a suffix within Bar Pada. Taisa says we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. And anyway, so it's irrelevant. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan there in Menachas. Then the Gemara has Vaita. Rab Zera, the same style suffix.
Why would the Torah tell
us what kind of
wine to bring or what kind of mincha to bring on a
carbon
that doesn't exist?
You're not supposed to bring this carbon. You're not supposed to bring it. If the Torah says you have to bring a kevis, you're not yetzer with this. The Torah says you have to bring an ayah, you're not yetzer with this.
If you want to bring it apparently as a nedova, then you can.
But that you can bring it without any animal at all.
You can't bring a chaya. You can't bring a chaya.
No, you can bring the wine and the mincha. So why associate it with an animal that you can't bring as a carbon?
You can bring a pilgus as a carbon. He just says you're not yotze. If it's supposed to be a kevis, you're not yotze with the pilgus. If it's supposed to be an al, you're not yotze with the pilgus. But it is an acceptable carbon. But it's not acceptable. But the chumash says it has to be A or B, a kevis or an al. This
but
is
you
neither.
You said I'm going to bring a carbon from a behema. I can bring this pilgus.
Right. Right. That's also a chiddush. One would have thought that it's not on the list of accepted animals. So you shouldn't bring it. It's a berry bifni asim. Who would have thought you can't bring it? So that's a chiddush that it says hevio. What does it say? Ikrivo. So you leave it on the mizbech. You don't say you have to remove it from the mizbech. You're not allowed to leave. Let's say someone puts the New York Times on the mizbech. Say take it off. You can't just leave things on the mizbech. So whatever doesn't belong, you're not allowed to leave it there. So this Mishnah in Parah says ikrivo. If you brought a pilgrim, so you leave it on the mizbech. There must be a limud from a pasuk that it is an accepted carbon. So now the Gemara has such a similar sort again. Boy Rab Zeira, he has such a suffering regarding. Chometz Nuksha. Boyer Abzera, the fourth line from the top. What is chometz? Chometz, if you mix flour with water and let it sit long enough, it turns into chometz. So the Mishnah says in Psochim that chimutz is a process. It doesn't just occur like this. You mix flour with water for the first, the Gemara says you can let it sit for shear mill, and for sure nothing happens. How long is shear mill? So the Mishnah Berurah always says shear mill is 18 minutes. That's why in all the yeshivas, when they go to bake matzahs, they make 18-minute matzahs. 18-minute matzahs, and they stop all the machines after 8 minutes, it's impossible that it turn into chametz. Less than 18 minutes, it can't become chametz. I remember one year, the Talmidim and yeshiva went to bake matzahs, and they only took the first 17 minutes. 17-minute matzah. Some of the balabatim didn't want. They thought 18 minutes are gematria chai. No, the less it is, the less chance it's impossible that it can become chametz. So the Gemara says less than a shear mill, it can become chametz. The Mishnah Berurah says 18 minutes, and others are masig that it's really a mistake. Those achrayim said 18 minutes. They had a different time system. They had fewer minutes in an hour. We have 60 minutes in an hour, so the minutes are shorter. So by us, you need 22 and a half minutes to be called a shear mill. That's not so good. That's what Leo Levy points out in his book on Zmanei Hayom Ba'alocha, that all the time the Mishnah Berurah always writes that the shear mill is 18 minutes. He says it's always a mistake. He quotes the Achrayim say like this, that it's really 22 and a half minutes. Based on the Gemara Masech, it's really 22 and a half minutes. So again, so if you mix flour with water, you let it sit for 22 minutes, for sure it didn't become chametz yet. And after 25 minutes, it does become chametz. So the Gemara says you have to look at it. So there are simonim to recognize, to identify that the chimutz process has begun, and then there is simonim to identify when the gemar hachimutz process has completed. The tchilas hachimutz process is called seor, shin yud alav vav resh. In the chumash, this word doesn't exist. In the chumash, you have chometz u'seor. Chometz is bread and cake and cookies, and seor is the raw dough when you mix dough with water. So the microorganisms eat up all of the dough and they start reproducing themselves. So you have to bake it fast, otherwise the microorganisms are going to keep on reproducing. You won't have anything, you're going to be eating microorganisms. So what they used to do years ago is, they didn't have Fleischmann's yeast, so they used to mix flour with water, and then when it rose, so they would save a little bit for next week, and they would bake all of this. So the bread or the cake or the cookies that they bake, so the heat in the oven is so high, it kills all the microorganisms. The raw dough, they was not affected by the heat. They didn't put it in the oven. So the raw dough, the microorganisms kept on reproducing, multiplying, eating everything up. There's mamish, no flour left at all. It's only microorganisms. That's all mamish yeast. It's all microorganisms. So that's called the nechumish seor. Seor is not roi lachila. The Gemara in Beitza, the Gemara says, Gemara quotes a Tosefta. Seor is not roi lachila. The Ravid says not even roi lachila is behema. The Rambam says it's Roi Lachilas HaKelev, it's not Roi Lachilas HaKelev. Rambam says it's not even Roi Lachilas HaKelev. But nonetheless, even that's not Roi Lachilas, that's the Chiddush HaTorah. Whenever you have a food that's used as an ingredient, whenever you have an ingredient that you're going to mix, you have some tray for food, and it's not roi l'achila at all, but you use it as an ingredient to mix into food, and then in the end you're going to eat it. So that has a din of macholos asuris. It's not only a din in chametz, not only a chiddush in chametz. The Gemara has a din sar shel truma, that sar shel truma is not roi l'achila either. So this chiddush din that sa'or retains a din of macholos asuris is not restricted only to chametz v'tesach. It applies to all the sirutari, even truma is also lazarim. If it's sar shel truma, it's also lazarim. Years ago, they used to have tray for Crisco. So you have a vat, you have a canister, and the stuff is not roi l'achila. It's like it's plastic. One would have thought it's not roi l'achila, but the Crisco you mix into the food, and then after you bake the cake, you're going to eat the whole thing. So whatever, that's the halacha. Whenever you have something that functions as an ingredient, it started off as treifus, it comes from a treifus, and now it's not roi l'achila, but if it's an ingredient, then that's the chiddush din of sar, that it retains the din. So when it says in chumash sa'or, that's what it's talking about. The raw dough that was never baked, and the microorganisms kept on reproducing, and they ate up all of the flour. So that sar, that's a pasuk in chumash, that's also b'achila, bal yirah by matzah. The Mishnah has a different lashon, sa'or. Shin, sin, yud, alev, vav, resh, seir. Seir is an expression, a word that the Tanoim invented. They coined the term. That means tchilas achimutz process. So if you let it sit for 22 and a half minutes, nothing happened yet. You let it sit for 3 hours, you let the dough sit, you let the raw dough sit for a couple of hours. If you don't throw in yeast, you just mix flour with water, it's going to take a long time. When you bake challahs at home, if you don't use yeast, it's going to take quite a few hours till it's going to rise. It takes a few hours even when you do use yeast. When you don't use yeast, it's going to take longer. So there's a certain point that's called tchilas hachimutz process. That's called seir. When is that? So that's a machlekes Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah in Pesachim. So Rameir says tchilas hachimutz process is mishehechsifu panov, when the dough is rising, and then it looks a little grayish, like kesef, like silver. Looks a little grayish as opposed to gold, which is yellow. The silver is hichsif upon it. Looks a little grayish on the surface. So that's an indication that it's tchilas achimutz process. And when is it gemar? So if you eat it, then you get malchus. That's in Rameh says in the Braisa, Yoloike. It's an Issa. The Braisa learned that from a pasuk. But you're not chayiv kores. You only chayiv kores if you eat chametz gomer. Chametz gomer is if the gemar process has already taken place. When is the gemar? If you have siduk, if you have cracks on top. When the dough rises, it keeps on rising, then it starts cracking on top. So if you have little crack over there, Ramea says that's the gemar hachimetz process. And if you eat it then, then you chayiv kores. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees on 3 points. Rabbi Yehuda says, when it's echsifu panav, when it starts turning gray on the surface, that's matzah. That's perfectly kosher lamahadrin, that's matzah. The tchilas achimetz process is when you have siduk, when you start seeing cracks on the top, that's chometz nukshe. That's tchilas achimetz process. And when is the gemar achimetz process? When you have nesara hazdok, when you have a lot of cracks on the surface. There are cracks all over the place. And then it's called gemar hachimetz process. So Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Meir. When is the tchilas hachimetz process? When is the gemar hachimetz process? And then he also disagrees. When you have the tchilas hachimetz process and you learn from a pasuk that you're not allowed to eat it, so Rabbi Meir says, you like it. That's an issa there. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you do not like it. So the gemar now has a suffix. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that you're not like it? Is it that he's mesupik? Boy, Rab Zera, the same suffix that he had by the pilgos and by the tchilas hatziuv. He wants to know, leave it to Rab Yehuda. Rab Yehuda holds he don't get malchus because tchilas hachimutz process we treated like a sveka dedina, whether it's chametz or matzah, or no. Maybe it's a beria bifnei atzma. Maybe he... It's not a suffix, is it matzah chametz? Mein afkemina. So that's what he says on the fourth line. Boy, Rab Zeira, hoi mahari alai lach mei toida. There's a korban shlamim, and then there's a shal mei toida. Im al toida yakrivenu. If the person wants to express his gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something wonderful, he's married for 50 years or whatever, so he brings a korban toida to the Beis HaMikdash. So if he brings a korban toida, so you bring 40 chalas, 40 lach mei toida, 30 of them are matzah,
four different minim. 10 of one min, 10 of another min, 10 of another min, 10 of fourth min. So 10 of them are going to be chametz, and 30 are going to be matz. So each different minim. So Rab Zera has a suffix. A person accepts upon himself to bring lachmei toid. Normally, there ain't no such thing. I like to bring lachmei toida. What do you mean? You can't bring lachmei toida unless you're bringing a carbon toida. Person says, I like toida. You have to bring a carbon toida with four different minim. Each min has 10 lachamim. So you have to bring 40 lachmei toida. Gemara is going to work hard to explain what Rab Zera is talking about over here. But it starts off, it's a little unclear, the Gemara is going to explain it. He says, Harialai pledges to give lachmei toida min hachametz or min hamatzah. He's supposed to give 10 from chametz and 30 from matzah. The heavy sayer, and he brings Trilas Achimot's process, Mao, what's the din? So the Gemara, what's the suffix? Is it a berry bifnei atzma? It's neither chametz nor matzah. So he pledged to give either chametz or matzah. This is neither A nor B, this is C. It's a din bifnei atzma. Should I say no? Trilas Achimot's process, that's fake of the din. Is it A or is it B? So since he took a neder, he pledged to give either chametz or matzah. So this is either chametz or matzah. There is no in between, there is no C. So the Gemara says, Seir de man, who's Seir are you talking about? He Seir de Rab Meir le Rab Yude, if Hechsifu Panov. Rab Meir holds that Hechsifu Panov is the Tchilas Achimut's process. Rab Yude holds that it's Matzah. Rab Yude holds that it's absolutely, that's not Tchilas Achimut's process. So the Gemara says, who's Seir are you talking about? He Seir de Rab Meir le Rab Yude, if you're talking about Hechsifu Panov le Rab Yude, Matzah Mal Yasehi. So of course it's Matzah. That's not even Tchilas Achimut's process. Either Rab Yude or le Rab Meir, if it started to crack on top, Aliba de Rab Meir, Aliba Rab Meir, that's Gemar Hachimut's process. You chayv koris if you eat that. So there's no suffix over there. That's about a chametzu. That's about a chametz. V'yidir Rab Meir, Rab Meir. And if you're talking about Hechsifu Panov, it's the dough started to rise and it turned grayish on the surface. So Rab Meir says that that's the Tchilas Hachimut's process. Rab Meir happens to say, Rab Yudah disagrees with that. Meir says that pasuk that teaches you that when you have Tchilas Hachimut's process, whatever is called Tchilas Hachimut's, the Rab Yudah is only Tchilas Hachimut's, so if you have Tzedokim here and there, the Rab Meir, it's called Tchilas Hachimut's before that, when you have Echsif Uponov, when it turns grayish on the surface. So Rab Meir says that you get Malkus for that. Midelokiyalei Chametzu. If he says that you get Malkus, that shows that it's a Vaday Chametz. It's not a Safi Chametz. There's no chorus because it's not Gemara Chimas. But it's a Vaday Chametz. Of course it's good for the Lachmei Toida, for the Chametz Dika Lachmei Toida. So what is Rab Zera Mesupik about? Where the Seir is A or B. Ella, the whole Safik was the Rab Yudah le Rab Yudah. Rab Yudah's Seir means when you have, after Hechsif Uponam, after the surface turned gray already, but you have cracks on the top, and Rab Yudah says you're not allowed to eat it, but if you eat it on Pesach, you don't get Malkus. So that's Rab Zera's Sofek, my Sveka Havya, Venofik Mimonam Shach. Does Rab Yudah say you're not like it because he's Mesupik? Well, the Tchilas Hachemis process is Chametz Amatzah, so he can't give any Malkus Misofik. But over here, where he took a neder, he pledged either to bring 10 Lachmei Toida from Chametz or 10 from Matzah, so Mimonam Shach, it's either A or B. If the Tchilas Hachemis, either it is Chametz or it's Matzah. Nafik mimanam shoch, he's yoitze the neder mimanam shoch. Adilma bari, maybe the line nafik, maybe there's A, B, and C. Up until Tchilas Achimutz, it's matzah. After Tchilas Achimutz, till Gemar Achimutz, it's a C, it's a different min. So it's neither chametz nor matzah. So that's Rab Zera's suffix, maybe the line nafik. So it's the same as all the other fakers, Rab Zera. He raised the suffix on all of these cases, the borderline case. Then Ingmar just asks, what do you mean? A person takes a neder to bring lachmei toida. You can't bring lachmei toida without a carbon toida. If a person says harei alai lachmei toida, implicit is that he has to bring a whole carbon toida with the forty chalas. So what do you mesupik? What do you mean? The guy says I pledge to give 10 lachmei toida either chametz or matz. There is no such thing. Bringing only 10 chametz or 10 matz, you have to bring a whole carbon toida with the whole works. Ferg the gemara. There is no such thing as just bringing lachmei toida. You have to bring a toida with lachmei toida. Came in this chayv lebe toida of a lachma. Holo yada haigavri chametzu delaisi matzah. Imatzu delaisi chametz. If the fellow pledged to bring 10 lachmei toida either chametz or matzah, and he brings this intermediate stage, and Rab Zera is not sure, is it A or B, is it chametz or matzah? So he's not yotzei his neder with that. When a guy says, Harei alei lachmei toida, he implicitly he took a neder to bring a korban toida with all the 40 lachme toida. If he's not sure whether these 10 are chometz or matzah, he has to bring another 40. He has to bring 30 varei matzah and 10 that are varei chometz. If he's not sure what this is, this is garnished vert. He's not yotze any neder with this. So what does Rab Zeira say? Is he yotze the neder or not? We're talking about a special case. He didn't say Hare alai lahavi lachmi toida. Someone else accepted upon himself to bring a carbon toida. And I say, I pledge, if he wants to bring a carbon toida, I'll bring 10 of the 40 lachmi toida that are necessary. The case is the Amma Hare alai chalas. I'm going to give 10 chalas. There are 40 chalas, 30 amatz, 10 achametz. Hare alai chalas lift the toidosa shall pleini. I pledge to give 10 out of the 40 lachman toda that he has to give in order to be moitzi him. In fact, the Gemara gavra. Also, he's not yotzi anything of the hakan. Rab Zeira have a suffix. If that's the way I worded my neder, the neder was I pledge to bring 10 lachman toda to be moitzi pliny from his neder. If I'm going to bring 10, that's a suffix chametz, suffix matzah. He's not here to say anything with it. He does know the 10 that I gave are the chametz, he has to bring another 30 matzah. Or the 10 that I gave are the matzahs, he has to bring another 10 that are chametz and another 20 that are matzah. So he's not here to say anything with this. And if that was my neder, Hari alai chalas, lift or tadosh is plain, the guy's not here to say anything with it. So, sofala yada hai gavra, the one on whose behalf I'm bringing the chalas, he does know, ichametzu, that I bring 10 chametz, that he should bring 30 matzah, or did I bring 10 matzah that he should bring another chametz? He didn't say Hare alai to give 10 lachmei toida to pater Reuven from his neder. He just said Hare alai to bring 10 lachmei toida on behalf of Reuven's neder. So that's Rab Zeira's suffix. So the Gemara maybe Gavidin didn't. Yeah. So the Gemara let's see the lama lifter. He never said I pledge to give 10. That Reuven should be yotze his neder. Should I say meifer gavri de nidra nafik or lo nafik? So that was the teiku.
So what is the person that brings the carbon? What does he do?
He's going to have to bring another 40. This guy's not helping him at all.
But he can't bring the other 40 because if he brings it on a tanai, then you're over on what. Mondomer said you can't bring it by itself, you have to bring it with the carbon.
Yeah.
So he can't do anything.
It's useless. The 10 that I brought that are Safik Matzah, Safik Hametz, are useless. The other guy's not going to be able to be Yotze. And there is no such thing as bringing Lachmi Toida without a carbon Toida.
So he's messing up the Baal. What's
the Baal? So the Baal, the Reuven, it took the Neder to bring the Toida, is going to have to bring a carbon Toida with 40 Chalas. The 10 that I designated are not going to help him, ki who's there. But the Shaila is, maybe I was Yotze my Neder.
But he brought the carbon. The other person says, I'm giving the 10. And he gives
I'm going to bring 10 on behalf of Reuven. So if I say I'm going to give 10, that Reuven should be Yotze with the 10, he's not Yotze because we're not sure what Reuven has to do. So Reuven has to bring another 40 on his own.
We brought it on the Mizbeach. Because we didn't bring it on the Mizbeach, it doesn't make a difference.
Not on the Mizbeach. The carbon toida, the Yizarek the Dam on the Mizbeach. And then after shechting and after being Yizarek the Dam, then you mafrish. Shumas lachmei toida, one out of every 10. You have 4 out of 40. One of every 10 you give to the kanim. That's shumas lachmei toida. It's like truma. It has the dinim like truma. And then the other 9, the bala carbon eats. So these 10 that I brought are useless. The guy's not yotze anything with it because he's mesupik whether it's chametz or matzah. But maybe I was yotze my neder. It's a funny case. Maybe I was yotze my neder even though it was a useless neder. So that's Rab Zeira's sofik. The same sofik repeated in all the 3 cases. Okay. Fascinating. The beginning of Parshas Vayikra, Tosfos points out in Bava Kamma that in Hebrew language there is no neutral gender. Either you're writing masculine or feminine. And Kol HaTarukul is written B'loshen Zohar, but it's assumed that Hishva Kosav Ishalish, all the dinim apply equally to women the same as men. Unless it says B'feirish, Darbel B'nei Yisrael. Here it says Daber B'nei Yisrael. So the word B'nei Yisrael, the first Shach writes in the Kudus HaKesef on Yeridah, on the first page, the Tanaim had a feel, had a darshan.
So sometimes they say, understood, Abel ben Esav v'lo Gerim. The following parsha doesn't apply to Gerim. And sometimes it has the connotation, Abel ben Esav v'lo benos Yisrael. Only applies to the male, doesn't apply to the women. So here the Tanaim felt, it doesn't make sense to be Memayit Gerim over here. By Parsha Soita, in Chumash Bamidbar, in Parshas Nasar, it says, Darbel ben Israel. So there is a machlekes hatanaim. If a girl is married to a ger, and he's choshed that she was mezanek, can the ger, where the mashkem is hagiyoris, can the ger bring his wife to the Beis HaMikdosh and have the whole story of Soita on that? So that's a machlekes hatanaim. How do you darshan over there? Darbel ben Israel, not gerim, or you don't darshan? Here, the Gemara understood that Abel ben Esau means v'lo benos Yisrael, that the din doesn't apply to women. What din doesn't apply to women? A woman wants to donate a carbon, you don't accept it? The Gemara says no. One of the dinim that's mentioned in the Pasuk Dalet, that Abel ben Esau is in Pasuk Beis, and Pasuk Dalet says, v'samach yado al rosh ha'olda, yidu smicha. So the Gemara says that din doesn't apply to women. Women don't have the mitzvah of smicha. So what if a woman wants to volunteer to do smicha as an ene mitzvah v'yoyse? So that's a machlekes hatanoim in the end of Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi learns it's a machlekes hatanoim. If a woman wants to volunteer to sit in sukkah, to shake a lulav, to listen to Tkir Shefer, maybe it's Bal Tosif. Rashi learns that's the machlekes. Tosif says in the Torah Zazach, Bal Tosif, the women are not mechuyev, but they have the same kedushas Yisrael as the men, so if they want to volunteer to do a mitzvah, says the Shazman Grama Avada, they can volunteer. The machlekes over here is a different machlekes. When you do smicha on the carbon, you have to lean b'chol koichai. You don't just put your hands like this. Have your hands floating. The Lashon HaGemara is akufa yadaichu. Hakufa means floating. You don't have your hands sitting. You have to lean on the carbon with both hands, even though it's a v'samachas yodo, and the Targum Yonasan ben Azil says the right hand, that's against the Mishnayos. We're not sure who wrote this Targum Yonasan ben Azil. We just know it was not written by Yonasan ben Azil. Yonasan ben Azil didn't write on Chumash. He only wrote on Novi. He wanted to write on Ksuvim and Min HaShamayim. They didn't let him, but he never wrote on Chumash. So it's really a Targum Yerushalmi. So we don't know. There are a lot of questionable things in the Targum Yonasan ben Azil. This is one of them. What do you mean, v'samachas yodo, the right hand? The Mishnah says you do smicha b'shtei yodo. Both hands. You have to lean on the animal in such a way that if they would take the animal away, I would fall down. Really, leaning on the animal. So that's called avoyde b'kotshim. You have a pasuk, l'sav b'v'chor sherecha, or the stog is b'chor tzonecha. Gizav avoyde is also. To lean on the animal of a carbon, you're not allowed to. So if it's a man, he's mechuyev to lean on the animal. If it's a woman, she's not mechuyev, so she has no heter to lean on the animal. So Tosis learns, the girsas of Balei Tosis in the Gemara Chagiga was, that's the machlekes hatanaim. If a woman comes to the Beis HaMikdosh, he wants to do smicha, so we tell her, look here lady, you're not allowed to do smicha. But she feels cheated. Only the men, like many women today, feel that they're cheated. They don't have an opportunity to do mitzvah. So the tanoim had a machlekes, would you permit the women to do an imitation mitzvah? They should do imitation smicha. Bakufa yadaicha, they're not yet say anything with that. They're not allowed to lean b'chol koicha. They have no heter. So one Tana says, you're not allowed to do imitation smicha because they may, by mistake, lean b'chol koicha and they'll be in violation of the din of avodah b'kotchim. The other Tana says, you don't have to make any gzeira de rabbanim. We'll have rabbanim in the Beis HaMikdosh and we'll supervise it. And if a woman wants to do smicha, we'll explain to her that she's not allowed to lean on the animal. She just put her hands akufi yadachu just to float on top. That's the way we have the girsa in the Gemara in Chagig. That's Rashi and Taisa had that girsa. The Chachme Provence had a different girsa. We have the Meiri on Chagiga. We have the Ravid and the Pirish on Teres Kohanim. So they apparently had a different girsa. They had that the Machlokes HaTanaim is women are not mechuyev to do smicha, but if they want to volunteer it, b'toras einim mitzvah v'yoyse, should we permit it or not? Hayoyse, that doing smicha is always in violation. You're always being mater and iser of avoda b'kotchim. So the Tana, we pass in Noshim, Samchas v'shus, it's permissible. So they're permitted to do smicha even b'chol koicham. That was the girsa of the Chachmei Provence in the Gemara. So the Ravid says in his Pirush on the Teres Kohanim, it'll happen afkemina. Let's say a woman wants to volunteer to put on tzitzis. She's going to put on tzitzis in such a way that it's going to be shatnes. Because the chut ha-tcheles, the tcheles string has to be tzemer. And if the beged is pishtan, the chut ha-tcheles is tzemer, it's going to constitute shatnes. So would we permit? So if a man puts on a beged shel pishtan, a linen garment, and it has chut ha-tcheles in it,
That's the din. I said, Dechalo says he's permitted to wear shatnas because b'maka mitzvah, it's mutter. The shaila would be, if a woman wants to volunteer to wear tzitzis with tchelis and a beged shel pishton, so would we permit her or not? So the Rebbe writes, that would depend on this machlokes hatanaim. So it's the Tanoim felt that over here the mashmo is b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael, and they said it doesn't go on the whole carbon, just goes on pasuk dalet, just goes on smicha. And that was the big machlokes hatanaim, whether noshim samchas v'shus or not, and what is the machlokes? What is the machlokes? So that's the three-way Rashi, Tosfos, and the Chachmei Provence. Rashi says the issue is one of Bal Tosef, is a woman permitted to volunteer a mitzvah she's not mechuyev to do. Tosef says the Torah is Azach. For sure there's no Bal Tosef. It's a Shaila making Gzeira de Rabbanan. Do we permit them to do an imitation mitzvah or not? So we say you're allowed to do the imitation mitzvah, you're not choshish for the michshul. And they arrive at it in the Chachmei Provence, had a different mitzvah, different gears in the Gemara. We would permit the woman to do the smicha even b'chol koicham, that the heter even applies, even though she's not mitzvah to do it.
Marv? You got Marv?
Good idea.
We have a minute.
No one doubted before.
You didn't doubt me.
There was no minya before.
It wasn't.